say they believe in God. Last stat, whatever there were, it says over 90-some percent of the people in America say they believe in God. But who is he to them? What does that mean? I'm sure there may be some of you sitting here this morning that are still not sure who God is in your life. And while we say we believe in God, is he some genie in the sky that we talk to when there's tragedy? I mean, it was amazing how churches swelled after 9/11. But where are they now? You see, a lot of people think that God is just a Santa Claus in the sky that they can talk to when things get hard and times get rough. I believe in the churches that are meeting this morning in Hernando County and around the state and around this country and world. They believe in God, but do they know God? Do they really know him? And the trouble with a lot of us, and it's hard to distinguish, we know about God. We know a lot of facts about God. But do you and I really know him? Do we personally, intimately know him? I believe if there is a need that all of us have in this world, the biggest need is in everyone's life to know and understand God. And I believe that a lot of us, including myself, we need to have a higher view of who God is. We have such a low view about God. But when we begin to know him as he really is, it will revolutionize our lives. It will totally change our lives as we intimately, personally experience and know God. That's what set me on the course for my personal study, and I shared with you a few weeks ago. It's what brought about this study is because I believe that one of the biggest needs in the churches today is for God's people to know and experience God. I want to revolutionize my life. I trust you do too. I want things to be like God intended them to be. And here's the deal. We serve a God who wants you to know him. He makes it clear he wants you to know him and have a relationship with him. I mean, the psalmist says that God shouts to us from creation. You can't go outside today and not see God at work. You can't look at the skies at night and not see a God who is at work. Creation declares God. The deeper you look into space or the microscope, you see God. He has given us his word. When you take time to let the word get in you, that's really what the key is. It's not just for you to go read a passage of scripture, but it's for the word to get into you. You start experiencing God, and this comes alive. And his spirit makes it understandable to you. God's spirit communicates in us and to us. And his spirit and his children, that you communicate to me about God. You share with me about God. God wants you and I to know him. But do we really? Who is God to you? Can you honestly say the personal relationship you have with God? What we've begun doing a few weeks ago is taking a single quality of God each Sunday morning. We're going to be doing this for quite a few months, and we could do this for years and not come close. But I've selected some of the key parts about who God is, his character, his personality. And we talked about this last week, that God is omnipotent. Omni and potent are two different words put together. Omni means all, potent means powerful. So God is all powerful. He's omnipotent. God is not only endless in power, he is the source of all power. He's the headwater of all power. You think about what is it that all living life on earth need? We need sun, we need water, we need food. And where does all that come from? The omnipotent one. He's the one that we need oxygen. Where does that come from? God's process of the trees making oxygen for us. God is the source of all power. He is all powerful. We discussed this last week for a short bit. And we said that we have to believe that God is powerful enough to save us. He made a way in our sinful state through his Son. He is powerful enough to save us. We have to believe that and trust in his power to save us, not anything we can do by ourselves. And then we talked about we have to believe that God's not only powerful enough to save us, but he encircles us. The Apostle Paul says this in the New Testament. He says, "In him we live and move and have our being." Can I tell you, your heart is beating, you're able to breathe because God has surrounded you, encircled you this morning. He has encircled me. And so I have to believe that I'm walking in that power of God. And then he has done what Chad has already pointed to. He has given us the power of his Holy Spirit in us. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave is living in us. The Holy Spirit power lives and moves in us. How much do we let God make himself known? He is all powerful. There is nothing that our God can't do except what's in his will. He will do his will. So God is all powerful. And then I want us to talk about this morning, God is omniscient. He is all knowing. The God that you and I serve knows everything. There's nothing he doesn't know. 1 John says, "For our God is greater than our hearts, and he knows some things." He knows everything. Now, what does that mean, Dave? What does it mean that God knows everything? Well, it's hard for us to wrap our minds around. Another scripture says, "Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him." Our God knows everything. In 1953, they estimate that there was just 110 computers in the world. In 1953. I remember Jan and I's trip with a ended up being, we didn't know at the time, our son-in-law's father took us to Chicago where he worked, and in this huge company, and a large room was a computer, and it filled the room. Today, how many computers are there? And what do they fill? Well, your pockets. Right? Containing what? Information. Somebody asked me just before church, Debbie said, "Where did the term church pew come from?" I don't know. Do what kids do. Google it. Ask Siri. Right? Do you know the amount of information that is available for us with the billions of computers that are at our disposal today? All that information is nothing compared to the God that knows everything. He knows it all. Everything. Now, let that saturate in your mind for a few minutes. Our God, the one that knows us, that has saved us, that encircles us, that lives in us, knows everything. Now, I don't know how many of you had smart parents, but if you had a dad that was a genius, you'd kind of be leaning into that, wouldn't you? You'd be using that. But do you know you have a Heavenly Father that goes above anything called genius? God is not just smart. God doesn't know just a little information. God is not a genius. God knows everything. There's nothing that escapes Him. God knows how all things work. Why not? He made them. You can believe in the Big Bang all you want. I think it takes a whole lot more faith to believe in the explosiveness. Can you imagine an explosion went off in a hangar somewhere, and all of a sudden a complete 747 came into existence? Can I tell you the complication of knowing that this world exploded and came into existence? It takes a whole lot more faith to believe that than it does to believe in a God who created everything. And God knows everything. He knows everything about biology. He knows everything about chemistry. He knows everything about astrology. Why not? Because He made it. He knows everything. He knows everything about your body and mine. There's not a single detail. I mean, we tell us, and my good friend Dr. Chris Keats, who's an optometrist, continually talks about these eyes could not have just formed. You don't know how complicated your eyes are. But God does, because He made us. He knows every detail about everything in our life. God knows how all things work because He made it. And God is not limited in His knowledge to time. You and I, we might predict a future thing happening. We might talk about something that may happen in the future. But God knows it already. And here's something to wrap your mind around. When God, we say, knows everything, He is not limited to time. So here's the deal. Right now, God knows everything about the past, the present, and the future right now. Did you get that? He knows everything about the past. Everything in history, every detail, everything He knows. He knows what's happening presently in this church, in your mind. He knows where your mind is, and it may not be here. But He knows. He knows everything presently. He knows everything that's going to happen this afternoon, even before it unfolds. God knows everything, and He is not limited to time like you and I. King David was so overwhelmed by this as he began to wrap his mind and heart around the God that he knew, and more importantly, knew him. And he writes in the psalm, and I want you to turn to the 139th psalm, and I want you to read with me. some of what David says. This goes along with what Chad has already said. I'm constantly amazed how the Holy Spirit just weaves things together. And he and I didn't talk, but Psalm 139, verse 1. O Lord, you have what? Searched me. And you what? You know me. David then goes into some more detail. You know when I sit and when I rise. In other words, he says, you know every one of my actions. You perceive my thoughts from afar off. What's he talking about? God knows what you and I think before we think it. You know my actions, you know my thoughts, you discern my going out and my lying down, you are familiar with all my ways. And then he comes to this, before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. God knows what I'm going to say before I say it. Before it even rolls off my lips, God's already there. He's aware. I memorized Ephesians 4:29 years ago. It says to me, Dave, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is acceptable for building others up according to the need of the moment. I wonder how much unacceptable things came out of my mouth this last week. But God knows what I'm going to say before I say it. I can think about it. He already knows when I think about it. He knows my thoughts from afar off. He knows when I lie down, when I rise up. He knows my motives. He knows everything about me. You hem me in behind and before. You've laid your hand upon me. I think he's saying in a good way, you have covered me, encircled me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? You can't get away from God. Here's the good part about God knows everything in our life. That's a comfort. But you have no secrets with God. Now you think you thought it. None of us understood what you thought. None of us saw it. But God does. You felt this emotion that was a wrong emotion. Whether it was anger or whether it was malice or whether it was revenge. Nobody may have known that but you, but God does. So can I tell you up front, there are no keeping secrets from God. Quit trying to do it. It's useless. He knows it. That's what David says. He knows everything about me. Look at verse 13. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's wombs. I praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. You saw my unformed body. And then here's something that means a lot. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Do you know that each one of us in here has an expiration date? Do you realize that? It's not stamped on your foot. You won't find it there. But you'll find it in the faith that God's in charge. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a single day longer than what God has planned for me. I don't want to go one day beyond what he's planned for me. Don't you ever think that you want to steal your reward and keep living in this body? You'd be foolish. Really? Because God's got some amazing things planned for us. And David says, okay, God, each one of my days, you've got them ordained. You've got them written in the book. Before I was born, you wrote those days. God knows everything. He is omnipotent. That's what he's saying. He's got it all down. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. God's thoughts for you are infinite. And here's what I want us to leave with today. David understood and was so overwhelmed. There is comfort and joy in someone who truly knows you. Now, a lot of us have good friends. Some of us are blessed to have friends who they know us and they love us anyway. You know what I'm talking about? People who you can just be you around. Can I tell you, you don't need to put on any pretense with God. He doesn't need your pretense. You don't need to act good or think you act good or do anything to God. You can just be you to God. That's the way he wants you to know him. Just come as you are each day and just talk with him. This amazing privilege called prayer. And God has thoughts. He has thought through my every day's minutes and seconds. He's got them down. He's got my future down. What I've got to do is trust him in the future. God knows me. He knows my sin. He knows my past. He knows the struggles that I have internally with sin. He knows all that. I can't hide it from him. Why try? He's omnipotent. It's so good to be around somebody who knows me, and he knows my struggle. Not only that, he knows my hurts. Can I tell you, God knows your scars. He knows everything about your past that you've been scarred by. And everybody here has scars. You have hurts. God knows them. He knows them better than you do. He knows when you were hurt by a family member or by a father who was less than a father or a father who wasn't around. God knows all that. God knows the hurt when somebody leaves you. He knows that. He knows your scars. He knows your hurt. He knows your future. God is omnipotent. He is all-knowing. He knows your future. He knows everything, and he loves me anyway. Ponder that for a few minutes. Let that soak in. You can't hide a thing from God this morning. There are no secrets with the God that you He wants you to know him. You can't keep anything from him, so why not just be open and honest with him? Why not just surrender to him? Because he's got my future. So here's the deal this week. I got a God that knows everything about my past. Not just this past week, this past month. He knows everything about my beginning. He formed me in my mother's womb, David said. He knew what was going on then. That was his power. But God knows everything about my past. God knows everything that is coming alongside you and I today. He knows it all. He knows everybody in this room and the people beside you, people behind you. He knows all that. And he knows your future. What we got to do is walk with him as an omniscient, all-knowing God. But when we begin to walk that way, like he knows it all, we trust him for that. He loves us, and he's going to walk with us if we'll just give in to his spirit and surrender. He's got the future already planned. God already knows the possibilities of my choices. Now, one of the things that we firmly believe in is free will. God has given each one of us free will. There are some people that believe that everything's predetermined. It doesn't matter what you think. No, you get to choose. And God knows. He knows the possibilities for you and I this afternoon as we walk and live and move in him. He knows the possibilities for us to choose to say the right things, to think the right things, to do the right things, to make the right choices. He already knows that. He knows all those possibilities. That just blows me away. I don't know about you, but I have a God who is all-powerful, all-knowing, and he is in front of me already. I just need to walk with him and let his spirit guide me today and get Dave out of the way. Because Dave struggles with fleshly things, with anxious moments. You know what I have learned is that my kids have taught me a lot about God. When my children were little, babies, they'd cry when they'd get hungry. And I knew, and my wife knew, we were going to feed them. It's foolish for them to cry. They're not going to starve to death. Mom and Dad love them. But they'd cry, and they'd call out. Mom and Dad know they need nourishment, and we were careful to do that. There were times that they were wet and uncomfortable, and they cried out, and it wasn't like we didn't know they needed to be changed, and we were there with the right equipment to make that happen. There's going to be those episodes in their lives, and we knew. And there'd be times that they would cry out because they were scared, and we knew that they needed to be picked up, bundled up, and held close. But they cried out anyway. I wonder how many times you and I do that to God. In our spiritual infancy, God, I can't handle this. It's not happening right. I've got you covered. Just come close. Trust me, I'm all-knowing. But it's too much for me, Lord. I can't figure this out. You weren't supposed to. You're just supposed to trust me. God, they gave me a pink slip. I no longer have a job. I've been there for 30 years. That's okay. I'm all-powerful. I'm all-knowing. Just trust me. I've never let you do without what you needed when you needed it. God says, just walk with me. God, the lab test did not come back right. And I'm dealing with something. He says, I know. I made your body. Trust me. I'll give you what you need just when you need it. Aren't we a lot like our infant kids? Don't we cry out when we have a God, if we'll pause and if we'll just walk with him? He knows everything from behind us, alongside of us today, and he's got everything out in front. He is a God who knows everything. He's omniscient. And he says, just walk with me. I know every detail of your life. I know every thought before you think it. I know every motive of your heart. I know everything about you. So quit ducking and hiding and acting like I don't. And let's just do this together. What an amazing God. What an amazing God you and I have. You know the trouble with us? We think too lowly of God. He is to be high and lifted up. And we need to praise him for who he is. God, I do praise you for being omniscient, all-knowing. And just taking the time each day to begin the day, our porch time, where you remind me that there's nothing that you can't handle. Everything is already in your book. My future's already written down. The thing you do is give me the choice to walk through this life with you, who can do anything. If you can make all this and you can hold it together, you sustain this universe by your will, you can surely sustain one life, my life, as I surrender my life to you. Father, if there's someone who has never surrendered and come to faith and believes and confesses and repents and is baptized, I pray they do that today. And there'll be people down front to talk to pray with. You can talk to one of the red shirts, and we want to make ourselves available. But Father, we've thought of you very lowly. We have not begun to understand who you are. And you can not only do everything, you know everything. May we just saddle up to you today and walk through this day in the power of your resurrected spirit that lives in us, knowing that you've encircled us and you've saved us. Father, our calling today is to impact the world that we're going to walk through with the love and the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everybody, every day, everywhere, we are to be Christ. And we can do that when we know you. But we won't do that when we walk in our fleshly power. So my prayer is that we will search ourselves. Let the Holy Spirit turn up the spotlight in our lives today and show us what we need to change to submit to your omniscience and your omnipotence. Next week we're going to talk about your omnipresent. You are always in us, around us, with us. There's no getting away from you. I thank you for that. That's a comfort in my life. So right now, search us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. I want us to sing this little chorus. We used to sing it at camp. I want to sing it through a couple times. There's some other verses to it. But it says, God, turn up the searchlight in my heart, in my life. Tell me what I need to change today. What do I need to do? You are omniscient. You're all powerful. I'm going to trust you. So could you sing this with me? The prayer team will be up front, and you can make your way to them if you need to pray about anything today. They'd be glad to do that. But as we stand, would you sing this with me?